This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I want to give a shout out to WGGH 1150 AM in Marion, Illinois, who just took us on. WGGH 1150 AM, there's your shout out, and we just wanted to tell you that we thank you for your trust, and we will not fail to deliver by the grace of God. Aside of that, friends, we got much to cover. I want to go over vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe as to what's going on in this country, but will explain as to what is happening in this country. Interestingly enough, it tells us in Luke 7:35 that wisdom is justified by her children. And with that said, how many times over the last 20 years being in high schools across the country? 360 public high schools. How many times I've met the parents that complained about their children when in fact they're the ones that are responsible for what they're complaining about? And yes, because they fail to take responsibility to correct themselves, then it lays to their children, falls to their children, and then they lay the blame to their children for what they themselves are responsible for. How does that work? Well, you reap what you sow one way or another. Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, was right when he said that the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. I want you to think about that. Folks, what you see happening in government today would have never been tolerated in any sense of the word in the 50s or in the 60s, friends. Now what you have in governments as representatives, they are not leaders, they are representatives of our enumerated laws found in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, are nothing but a bunch of burnt hippies that have been taught free love and false grace. And now, for some reason or another, the American people have given them the baton to go ahead and do what they will at will. And we're talking about education right now, friends, but I also want to liken that over to what's going on in colleges. Now, doing colleges and doing high schools, I can tell you there's a pretty big difference. Because when you do high schools, at least there's still hope for some of these kids. When you go to colleges, man, I'm telling you what, they are going to tell you what the deal is. Because they are useful little idiots that have been taught by their communist professors to do and to act out in such a fashion as what you see today. And it's craziness is really what it comes down to. But when I say what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next, he's absolutely right. I mean, America, just think about this. In 1950, can you imagine a Barack Hussein Obama surviving or withholding himself from ending up in prison if somehow or another, which you would have never been able to attain an office in any sense of the word or any capacity in our government. But for some reason or another, 40 years later, he was allowed by the American people to take the highest office in the United States of America and to commit the act of treason on a daily basis where he violated constitutional law over 1,186 times, and the American people tolerated every single transgression. In other words, the American people gave Barack Hussein Obama the right to desecrate the memories that fought, bled, and died to give him the right to be there in the first place. In other words, what I'm telling you, America, is you've taken on the mindset in this country that would have never been tolerated in the 50s or in the 60s in this country. You'll far surpass what they would have tolerated, any sense of the word. The philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through vampire zombies and hooking up and 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe. Well, believe it or not, friends, because you just can't make this stuff up. And then what I'm going to do at the end of the show is I'm going to counter it at the half-hour mark as to what our forefathers established in colleges. And what I want you to do is I want you to put it in contrast as to what's being tolerated today and what it is that our forefathers, again, established during the foundations of this country. I mean, folks, all over America, young people are pushed to get good grades so they can get a college education. And it's interesting, I need to add this into this statement that I'm making here. Over 700,000 students that graduate public schools in this country, in public schools every year in this country, they cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. And keep in mind what William Hansen said. He was the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan in the 80s. He said, in essence, the longer that kids stay in public schools today, the stupider they get. That's what he said. He's exactly right. Because it's what we're seeing today in this country. I mean, the unthinkable is what's taking place in this country today as the norm, somehow. And it's also interesting to note that, like, for example, through Common Core, they're shooting for the floor rather than the stars. They're trying to level the playing field. Nobody's better than anybody else. So to, you know, because you see this every once in a while when you're driving down the highway or driving down the street and you see someone has a sticker on their car. They're proud of their student that he's an A-roll student in his public schools. Folks, there's no honor in that. Because they've so far lowered the level of expectation that an A student today wouldn't account for jack even 15 years ago in this country. You know, oftentimes my sons who are homeschooled, when they do really well, I'll just tell them, remember your forefathers, where we had four-year-olds outdoing preachers concerning a biblical test back in their time, during the days of our foundation, 240-some years later, look what we have now to deal with. 4 years old, we had our forefathers graduating college at 9 years old and 11 years old. And look what we see today. We think that we're smart because our kid gets an A in high school. There's again, no honor in that. They so far lowered the level of expectation that there's none left. And when they do well, they go around gloating. And when, in fact, they're stupid compared to what would have been considered smart during the founding era of our country. And I'm going to prove to you just exactly what I'm talking about within this hour, I promise. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Sons of Liberty, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do so. Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, and or if you'd like to go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582, stick to the topic, 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also, want to let you know you can jump over on our websites, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for having us as the number 2 and 3 show right now as we speak, friends. Throughout the week, we appreciate that very much because we know that we're in this together. And again, we appreciate your trust as well. Also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. We follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I say the same to you. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't go. If I remove myself from the Word or the Lord, first and foremost, folks, then you remove yourself from listening. Period. I heard during the break, I'm saying that to say this. I want to piggyback onto the commercials that I heard during the break where, you know, I like about Bradley Dean, what I like about him and his ministries is that he says it regardless if people like it or not, if it offends people. Listen, I'm not here because I want to offend anybody. And by the way, offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law. Okay? I'm just simply telling you what our founding documents tell us. I'm simply giving you the resolve to America's dilemma. And I know I'm right. Why? Because it's worked for over 240 years later. And if it's not working, it's because Americans have taken on a new mindset to go ahead and depart from the living God. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that lot. I'm going to get back to what the Word says because I'm confident in the fear of the Lord. Read Proverbs 28 when you get a moment. Now, folks, what we were talking about right before the break here, the last segment and the break, was what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying. He said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of the government in the next. And when it comes to vampires, zombies, and hooking up, you may say to yourself, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, this is 37 examples of real college courses that, again, are almost too crazy to even believe. All over America, folks, we see parents push their young people to get good grades, and that's great. You know what? Young people will always rise to the level of expectation. We need to raise the bar. We need to have them put their eyes and affix them on the Christ, period. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And I also want to tell you, too, if you remember right, President Theodore Roosevelt said that a thorough knowledge of the Bible is better than any college education. He's exactly right. I'm getting another little rabbit trail here. Isn't it interesting how people, they gloat in the accreditation from a certain college that they go to? Well, I have a question for you. Who accredits those that accredited you? That's all I'm asking. Who has accredited those that have accredited you? Because the bottom line is when we as Christians follow the Christ, he is the one that christens us, literally. And personally, what he teaches us, the wisdom of the world, 1 Corinthians tells us that the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. And it's exactly right. It's simplicity. A child understands the teachings and the education that the Lord gives. And furthermore, Christians, even going to the apostles, what college did they go to? I'm humored when people say, well, I went to this college. And the first thing that goes through my mind is, oh, how they've been indoctrinated. Oh, how they've been lied to. When we follow the Christ, and we know the Christ as a man knows a woman, and I'm talking about spiritually, friends, and we partake with the Christ, we bear fruit. He bears witness to that. And the Bible tells us to he who hath the Son hath life. And I know where the life is, and I know where the death is. And I don't want to be a part of death. I want to be a part of the life, and I know that the life is found in Christ. So I always want to keep, as the Word says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision to fulfill the lust thereof. I always want to be where the life of the Spirit is in Christ. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. That's in Romans 8. Okay? So in saying that, to add on to what I'm talking about here, friends, that was free. That was a little smorgasbord for several different people. All over America, again, we see parents push the young people to get good grades so they can get a college education. Then once that they get there, they go through college, many of the young people are completely unequipped to deal with the real world. Exactly. Because there's a disconnect going on. Folks, students learn very few useful skills at our institutions of higher learning, as they call it, and many of them leave school barely even able to function in society. Why? Because it's not real life. It's that simple. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm about to share with you a list of 37 of the most ridiculous courses that are currently being offered at major U.S. colleges at universities today. Okay? The information comes from a brand new report that was just put out by Young America's Foundation, and it's tempting, and it is tempting to chuckle as you read through what they've compiled, but the truth is that what is happening to our system of higher learning is not a laughing matter. And you also need to understand that tyranny begins, folks, in the school of ignorance, and that's exactly who would have you ignorant and dummy down so they could rule over you. So let's go to number one. What if Harry Potter is real? Appalachian State University. This course will engage students with questions about the very nature of history. And notice the question marks, okay? It's like when Satan said to Eve, hath God said, okay? They want you to question your foundations. Listen to this. The course will engage students with questions about the very nature of history. Who decides what history is? Now just think about that question. Who decides what history is? Well, look at the word history. His story. The best way to tell you as to what's going to be forecast is to go ahead and look behind you. Okay? That is history. And by the way, our forefathers also told us to study the past. Now, going on, what if Harry Potter is real is a college course at a state university? Who decides how it is used or misused? How does this use or misuse affect us? How can the historical imagination from literature and fantasy, how can fantasy reshape how we look at history? The Harry Potter novels and films are fertile ground for exploring, by the way, it's witchcraft, for exploring all of these deeper questions. And by looking at the actual geography of the novels, real and imagined historical events portrayed in the novels, the reactions of scholars in all the social sciences to the novels and the worldwide frenzy inspired by them, students will examine issues of race, class, gender, time, place, the uses of space and movement, the role of multiculturalism in history, as well as how to read a novel and how to read scholarly essays to get the most out of them. What? I mean, folks, a college course in the United States of America, with all of our sins before heaven, we want to go ahead and ignore our obligation to right the wrongs through repentance, Matthew 3:2, first and foremost. And what we want to do is we just want to get people on the wrong topics. And guess what? People are doing just that. Here, let me take this over to, have you ever been to Walt Disney World? Have you ever noticed that when you're at Walt Disney World, have you ever noticed it's the parents that are dressed up? And have you ever noticed in many cases the little kids are dressed up just like the parent that hasn't quite grown up yet? And you have to ask yourself if you've ever been to Walt Disney World, because this is a great parallel. Did the parent ever grow up? And is it really about the kid in the first place? No. It's not. It's about what the parent has taken on. It's about the fantasies of the parent. And we can see this since the 70s, since Walt Disney World has come out, folks, as to who the little kid really is. And then what they want to do is they want to throw it down on their children. And sure enough, that's exactly what happens. But instead of growing up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to grow up in some Walt Disney's fictitious character, just like that of even Harry Potter, in which we're talking about right now, in what colleges in the United States of America are actually teaching your young people. And then when they come out of college, they're completely worthless. And if not that, friends, even worse than they were than they first went in. I mean, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous. Here's another college course. God, sex, chocolate. Isn't that cute? I'm sorry. God, sex, and chocolate. Isn't that just cute? Desire and the spiritual path. This is taught at UC and San Diego. I'm going to come back to this very topic, friends. What we're talking about is vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Doing right now, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. Why have the young people been raised up to be a bunch of zombies? And by the way, I'm not blaming them. Again, Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by her children. If there's a crop that we're seeing harvest for that needs to be harvested right now, friends, and we're seeing the fruit on that harvest, guess what? Somebody had to plant them. And you can't blame them for what you yourselves have raised up. I'm just laying to charge where the charge needs to be laid, the older generation. But we have 37 examples of real college courses that are almost too crazy to believe. I first highlighted, what if Harry Potter is real? This is a course at the Appalachian State University. I didn't see the end the first time I said it. Forgive me. Forgive me. The Appalachian State University. They're teaching a course called, what if Harry Potter is real? With a bunch of question marks. And they want you to question everything around you because they want to change it. And the only way to change it is for you not to know the answer as to where you came from. How do you know where you're going if you don't know where you came from? That's why they're using question marks continuously. Number two is God, sex, chocolate, desire, and the spiritual path. This is taught at the UC in San Diego. Again, here's the question marks. Who shapes our desire? Who suffers from it? Do we control our desire, or does desire control us? When we yield to desire, do we become more fully ourselves, or must we deny it to find an authentic identity beneath? How have religious and philosophical approaches dealt with the problem of desire? These are courses in college. Question. They don't need question marks. They need exclamation points. They need to know who it is that they are.
Number three, Gaga for Gaga, sex, gender, and identity. The University of Virginia. Another one, number four, Lady Gaga and the sociology of fame. Are you kidding me? And again, what they do is they put these people up, for example, Lady Gaga, as if she's some moral authority. Yesterday, I shared with you yesterday as to how the things that were being taught to the American thing through the propagandists at CNN, namely Jake Tapper, the useful idiot, about how there's no oath that needs to be taken where the Bible is involved if you don't want to have it involved. Yes, you do, because we're a Christian nation. That's where our laws came from. And every civil building in the United States of America points its finger to him, the lawgiver. And that's an evolutionary view of government if you don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm giving you a biblical view as to what our forefathers established. There's no question mark as to who we are and what we're to obey and how we're to live our life if we read the Word of God and understand our Constitution. It's pretty simple. The tests aren't always simple, but the knowledge is, and we know that with knowledge comes power. We need to be empowering our young people in colleges. Not undoing them so they can take on something that doesn't belong to them. But number four, Lady Gaga. Some moral authority? Folks, these are the basis of the basis. Just like that of Jake Tapper. The University of South Carolina. Number five, philosophy and Star Trek at Georgetown University. See, they want, folks, things to become a game so they can be controlled. And see, the older generation are acting in accordance with what I just said by the corruption in government that they accept. They think it's just a game. When in fact, though you see the fire burning, I want to tell you it's going to burn you sooner or later. And it will become a reality. It reminds me of when the two towers fell on September 11th and hearing eyewitnesses as to what they had to say about what they seen. They said when the two towers fell, it was surreal. It was like watching a movie. Yep. Friends, it's not surreal. It's called being dummied down and indoctrinated. Number six, invented languages, Klingon and beyond, the University of Texas. Number seven, the science of superheroes in Irvine, Texas. These are courses being taught to the young people in colleges, learning from YouTube. Pitzer College, number eight. Number nine, arguing with a Judge Judy. And if you notice, folks, those that are true to the Constitution and true to their God, isn't it interesting how they're always the subject of scorn coming from college professors? They want to make enemies of those that truly are American patriots in this country. They want to make enemies in the colleges. They want to dummy down the kids and point them out as being the problem that needs to be eradicated. And yes, I did use the word eradicated because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. Number 10, Elvis as anthology, the University of Iowa. The class Elvis as anthology focuses on Presley's relationship to African-American history, social change. It focuses not just on Elvis, but on other artists who inspired him and whom he inspired. Hey, folks, if your inspiration doesn't come from the Christ and the Holy Ghost, I don't really care what you have to say. I'd rather listen to my Creator and walk the line, the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, Matthew 7:13, than to follow those that are in the ditch. And Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind because they're all going to end up in the ditch. And let me also add this as a free one. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. It's good, it's wise, not only in this life, but also for the next, to follow the Christ, who is the Son of Man, the Savior of the world, Matthew 1:21. Number 11, the feminist critique of Christianity. See what I'm talking about, friends? The University of Pennsylvania, an overview of the past decades of feminist scholarships about Christian. And I don't care what the devil thinks about Christians. I really don't. But why do they find it mandatory to teach young people in colleges to teach them this? Because they want them to question their faith. By the way, Adolf Hitler used that. He had said people of faith are harder to deal with than intellectuals. Yep, that's right. Because those that understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, they ain't moving. And yes, I said that in my college. They ain't moving. Because they trust in the living God. And they find that God is true to his word. Number 12, zombies in popular media? Oregon State? Folks, they're dumbing down the kids. And guess what? The philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government is in the next. If you're dealing with a bunch of burnt hippies in government today from the 60s, what will the up-and-coming generations have to deal with? Or, if anything, because it all may be gone if we don't get our hands on our young people. Our young people. Interesting. We have the great, hey, church, we have the greatest mission field in the world. And it absolutely amazes me how so many are willing to take on the mission field in China and India and other countries, but they can't preach to their own people. Shame on you. Hey, and I want to tell you this too. If their gospel isn't worth preaching in their own backyard, I wouldn't listen to a thing that they had to say. How many of these missionaries, they just love to go to other countries, and you don't see them say a thing about the word of the Lord here. I mean, it reminds me of the people on Sundays who come out of their churches and the high schools across, or the elementary school, or the middle class school. Middle school is right across the street from the church. And they love, and the kids in the church sit there and watch their parents raise their hands and talk about their love and admiration for the things of the Lord. And yet, that on Monday, the very next day, the kid is thrown in a cesspool of indoctrination, trying to figure out where that love was and where that love is. That comes from the mouth of the spiritual overseer, if they want to call themselves that, or if they are that. And the parents, their kids love them. Their kids are loved so much by the parents and pastors that the pastor or the leader doesn't fight for them, and nor does the parents. As a matter of fact, the parents actually deliver them up to be delivered up into the cesspool of indoctrination. Isn't that crazy? But it's true. I've seen it 360 times. We're talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples of college courses that almost sound too crazy to believe, but they're actually being taught. Integrating gender. Centuries of dramatic cross-dressing. This is in Swarthmore. Listen to this, man, friends. They're demoralizing the young people. Because if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And the Lord says just the exact opposite. He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? So what they're teaching in colleges is exactly opposite of what they taught during the foundations of our country. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Number 15, oh, look, a chicken. Belmont University. The textual appeal of Tupac Shakur. A dope dealing rapper thug who was shot down in Las Vegas because of his affiliations. He was turned on. See, folks, when you do business with the devil, sooner or later he's going to turn on you. And always keep in mind that sin's going to keep you longer, a lot longer than you're going to want to stay, and it's going to cost you a lot more than you're going to want to pay. But I do know somebody that paid the price on the cross of Calvary. His name is Jesus. Number 17, cyber porn and society. See how they're demoralizing? Undergraduates taking cyber porn and society at the State University of New York at Buffalo survey internet on internet porn sites. Wow, in colleges. Isn't this interesting? Number 18, sports for the spectator, Ohio State University. Getting dressed at Princeton, 19. Number 20, how to watch television at Mount Clair, and 17 more. I'm going to come back as promised, and I'm going to give you the answers to what our forefathers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, Jennifer Meadows here from Broadside News. You know, Bradley Dean's message is truly inspirational. He takes a fresh look at today's issues that's both honest and authentic. Bradley packs a powerful punch that not only shows his love of America, but also his love of God. And when you're not listening to Bradley, please check out my show, that's Graceland with Jennifer Meadows, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on BrennerBrief.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
So here's the deal. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. We have been talking about vampires, zombies, and hooking up. 37 examples. I've gotten to 20 of them. You get the point. I put a little acid on your tongue. No pun intended, friends, because you have to be burnt to take this on. Furthermore, just think about the young people who are being indebted to pay these professors to teach in this garbage. And it's unthinkable, friends. I mean, they're almost too crazy to believe, but it's really actually being taught. And it's all aimed at indoctrinating the young people and dumbing them down and demoralizing them. That's really what it comes down to. But is that what our forefathers established? Okay. I mean, we understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. What sort of apples, friends, did our forefathers fall from? What sort of apple trees did they fall from? Just use the parable. Again, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. What did our forefathers establish in government? Who taught them? What did they teach them? If you go back to Harvard, did you know that it was started by the Congressionalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I mean, it produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gerry. And signers of our Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, and other prominent leaders such as Fisher Ames, a framer of the Bill of Rights, William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War for President Washington, and Adams, they all went to Harvard. Well, what was Harvard teaching them? Well, the educational philosophy at Harvard was, and the slogan, and the answer, again, to the philosophy taught at Harvard, the answer to that question is set forth in Harvard's two mottos. And by the way, it's still etched on the building today. You ready for this? For Christ and the church. I just believe that there are so many people that are so sick of the hypocrisy of the professed Christians in America that they try to find within themselves the excuse as to why not know for themselves who Christ really is. And that's about the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. Hey, folks, you're angry with professed Christian hypocrites the same way Christ is. And you need to understand, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. It was the hypocrites that had him crucified. So now what's your excuse? You don't have one. I don't sit on this show day after day over the last 20 years, friends, in ministry, namely, in the last 15 to 16, 17 years now on radio, telling you what I think. I've never done that. I've never told you what he said through she said and somebody else told me. No, I am sharing with you on a daily basis my testimony of who Christ is. Not who he was, but who he is today in the present. Because the Bible tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. And the Holy Ghost bears witness to that. And if he doesn't, then I wouldn't be doing it day after day. But I just shared with you, friends, the signers of the Constitution and other prominent leaders that went to Harvard. And I'm laying to you the philosophy that was taught in the educational system at Harvard. And the two mottos were Christ in the church and for glory of the Christ. Did you know that Alina Kagan, who's been appointed to the Supreme Court, this was the fox in the chicken coop appointed by the criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama right before they took on the issue of homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Did you know that Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, was appointed to the court right before that took place? Did you also know that she used to be the dean of Harvard University? And did you also know that she's a radical lesbian? And did you also know that she used to war against our military on the school campus? And that's just the tip of the iceberg with this criminal. And somehow she presides on the court in Washington, D.C. And keep in mind, the media didn't tell you a peep about her being a radical lesbian. The media didn't tell you a peep about her never judging a case a day in her life. No, she was radical enough to do what she was told, and now she's appointed, as well as extorted. In other words, she's told what to do, and if she doesn't do it, then they're going to they'll expose her. They'll oust her. And that's why so many people in government positions today, they don't say anything. They just do what they're told. Because they're extorted. Don't doubt what I'm telling you. Harvard's directives to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of sound knowledge and learning. You can also read the end of Ephesians 1. The directives continue, everyone shall exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day, that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. Hey folks, do you expect the same results as our forefathers without doing the same things that our forefathers did? Because that's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But that's what's happening today in this country. We think things are going to get better without the things of the Lord, when in fact we have not been created to be without him, but to be with him. What about Yale? Did you know that Yale, what they used to teach in colleges in the United States of America, was also started by Congregationalists for training up the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Hey, folks, my lines have been open for a long time, waiting for someone to contradict what I'm telling you. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just contending for the faith, friends, that was once delivered, Jude 1. Because I'm sick and tired of those that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. We are dealing with the counterfeits, America, and we need to get back to those that established what it is that we need to reclaim ourselves. It's only in God. Opening men's eyes and turning them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance is what Scripture tells us. Going to Yale, declaration signers from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, we all know who he is. By the way, when you read Noah Webster's 1828, when you first open up the first page, it says, taught millions to read in one, and not one to sin. And have you ever noticed throughout the Webster's 1828 dictionary, friends, that our forefathers, when they used dictionaries, they used those, they studied those. You notice it's all used and it's all lined up with the Word of God. Has anybody ever taken the time to notice that? And little by little, it's been revised and watered down. Whenever my kids ask me a question, I say, I don't know, look it up. Or if I do give them the definition, I say, cross-check me. And I say, I always go back to the Webster's 1828. Noah Webster, famous educator. Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. You expect a different result. I'm sorry. You expect the same result of freedom without doing what they did. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. That be the Son of God. His name is Jesus. Not do what you want to do and you're liberated. No, that's called licentiousness. You have it backwards. And live like the devil and know that you're going to heaven. Oh my goodness, America. Oh my goodness, America. We want the same results, we're going to have to do the same things. Kind of reminds me of when you look at bodybuilders, what they do is they look at the poster of Arnold Schwarzenegger, seven-time Mr. Olympia, as the example, as they're working out. So they always have him at the end aim so they can receive the same fruits. Right? And you notice those that looked to what he did and how he did it and what he ended up being, they became champions too. But there's always the people that want to come in and say, well, I want the same result, but I want to eat what I want to eat. I don't want to work out all the time. I want the easy road, and I want the wide gate. And I want to tell you something, friends. Jesus said just the exact opposite. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So it is in the natural with the spiritual. There's always an example in the natural so you can learn in the spiritual, friends. But if you want to become a champion, an analogy, a parable, then you're going to have to do what champions did. And I want to become a champion of the faith because the Bible tells me that the Lord wrote a book of remembrance of those that feared Him. I get tired at times of reading of other men of God. I want to know Him for who I am. If I want to know the God of Moses, then I'm going to have to do what Moses did. If I want to know the God of David, then I'm going to have to do what David did. If I want to know the Son of Man, then I'm going to have to listen to the commandments so I can meet Him on His terms. And on His terms, I will meet Him, and then only will I meet Him.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.